Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me every Tuesday and Friday to talk all about Bravo TV. On Tuesdays, I report on all the latest news stories happening in the off-screen lives of our favorite Bravo celebrities. And Friday bonus episodes range from One Season Wonder recaps, Bravo celebrity product reviews, book club discussions, very random deep dives, and so much more. Sit back, grab your drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell, and today's episode is blessed with the presence of Steph Gonsalves. She's one of my main homies in real life and the first person in our Pumphead group chat to always break the hottest VPR and Bravo news. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
I have to say, you texted me yesterday, no pleasantries. When I saw your name, I was like, what does she have to say? And you asked about cast trips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, I need to know this. Actually, I was sitting with Britt and I was like, I need to know the answer to this immediately. And like, Google is too convoluted. I was like, I need a source. And so you came to mind, obviously. And I was like, Meg, do they pay for the trips? Like, if like Teresa's taking them on a trip, does she pay for it? Like, I can't imagine she does.
So I mean, I don't know for a fact. I've heard like so many different interviews and stuff, but I think, like I was saying to you, if the whole crew goes on a trip, I think production must pay for it. Like, it's their job. If they didn't want to go on it, like, they don't really have an option to not go on cast trips. But if it's a situation where it's like, when you messaged me, like, the first thing that came up in my head was when, like, Lisa Vanderpump and Lisa Rinna went to, like, Ohio to get those mini ponies.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Like, I think, like, if Erica lets them use her jet, like, that's her, like, offering.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the hotel and everything, Bravo must cover it.
Yeah, definitely, like, on those trips to Dubai and stuff. Like, remember that one in Beverly Hills where they had that, like,
City was filmed there as well.
The second movie,
like that same.
I didn't realize that. Well, we were saying earlier, like, not much news has happened this week in Bravo world, obviously, because there's like a massive, government coup happening, which we're not really going to talk about on this show,
but
just a casual storming of the Capitol.
Yeah.
But because that was happening, I think all the Bravo celebrities and just people of the world, sane people of the world, kind of stood down and decided.
And the Bravo celebrities are the sane people in the world.
Right?
That is when we know. That's like clue number one. Red
and
flag.
The fact that Brandi Glanville is also having like a breakdown moment in this also says a lot about this week. But I think HBO Max gave us a blessing with saying that Sex and the City 3. Wait, is it Sex and the City 3 or is it a new series?
It's like the next chapter. So it's very like the promo, the trailer, the teaser was very mysterious, very vague. I think it's going to be like the original cast, but maybe some younger, like a mix of younger. I don't know. I just can't imagine it. A, without Samantha. And B, like, I also think that if this year, these past 2 years have been so terrible that we all wouldn't be so excited about this, we'd probably be like, no, Sarah, no.
Like, yeah.
Right now, it's like, bring us back New York. Like, let's see the magic of, like, Sex and the City. Like, that is why we all wanted to move to New York. Like, maybe not the sole reason, but, you know, like, as young girls, like, watching Sex and the City, I think the hype is hopefully real.
I mean, I just remember, like, thinking when I was, like, in seventh grade, like, oh, my God, it's going to be so cool to live, like, in my own big apartment, barely be able to pay my rent, but have 30,000 Manolos. Like, that's what I thought life was. And, like, it could be for some.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm going to be a writer, and I'm going to live in the Upper East Side in a brownstone. I'm going to pay $1,700 for, like,
Well, I've always, like, gone back and forth. I mean, it's, like, so cliche to be like, who are you in the group? I was actually just talking with my friend about it because we have, like, this stupid running bit. Like, if we're ever, like, talking and we just sound horrible, I'm just like, oh, my God, we sound like we're in Sex and the City. Like, this is so bad. But I think I might be, like, a Carrie in my life with, like, a Charlotte Rising.
See, that's what, that's, like, the thing that people forget. And also, I want to fact check myself. I think she paid like $700 for her apartment, not $17.
I know. I was like, that's real now prices.
She paid like $700 a month.
Are they gonna kill Samantha off? Or are they gonna be like, she's in Los Angeles working at another big movie shoot? Like, I don't. What are they gonna do with her? How are you gonna navigate that?
I do not know. That's gonna be interesting, especially knowing that the backstory is she like hated Sarah and. Yeah, that's so sad to hear that they actually, like, were enemies. Like, aw.
Well, that's weird. It's, like, they're your coworkers. And, you know, of course, like, I have coworkers who I find so frustrating and annoying. But I don't have to, like, go on press tours with them and constantly have to be with them. Like, I don't have to be near them. Like, if I can actively not be near them. And, you know, for that 30-minute Zoom call, I just, like, I'm trying to not roll my eyes and have them see. But. I'm like, obviously my job is not a lot like being a star of Sex and the City. Might not be as major. And I also just have to say, in this week of news, we also got the announcement of Kim and Kanye's divorce, which was not surprising. 7 years in the making.
Yeah, I wonder if they were gonna make a statement and then decided not to because of the climate. She hasn't made a statement yet, so right now it's known, but it's not like confirmed. So had she thrown it in during that the mix of the news that day, could have kind of like taken a back seat.
I feel like Kanye like may have been there though. Like, I feel like he was
storming the Capitol.
Yeah. I can see it now.
sad but true, but it is sad. It's sad that Kardashian curse. Like, I don't want to be a believer in a conspiracy, but I
might be. Bites the dust.
Yeah, it's like literally they all either turn psycho, become an addict, or, you know,
just a nut. I mean, I don't blame them. It's like like Kanye was famous before her. Like, he never needed her to get fame or success, which, I mean, obviously the same for like Lamar Odom, but he was like a whole different beast. But yeah, all those guys are so fucked, and I don't know what'll happen with him, but I don't believe the stuff about Jeffree Star. Like, the I think that's like a TikTok.
I mean, I don't disbelieve, or is that a word? Disbelieve.
I think it is.
Okay, great. I think he swings both ways. I think he might be bisexual, but I don't think Jeffree Star is his type. I don't know, but Kanye makes no sense anymore.
He likes people covered in tons of makeup. Male, female, anything.
My type is makeup.
My type is completely not the face that you have. Been taking hours to get it that way. But let's just jump right into Bravo news. We have to congratulate, I mean, we don't have to, but Stassi Schroeder and Beau Clark from Vanderpump Rules officially had their baby. They named her Hartford Charlie Rose Clark.
Yeah. Thank you for the research you did on this, by the way, because when it was baby H, I was thinking she's going to go on the path of, what's her full name? Anastasia,
yeah.
So I thought it was going to be really Russian, like a Helena or something like ancestral.
No, yeah. Hartford is obviously a town in Connecticut, which I don't know if they have any roots back like there.
A pretty bad like crime rate. As well. Yeah.
And also that's where like Emily and Richard Gilmore lived on Gilmore Girls. I'm like, that's a cultural reference, I know. But I was kind of assuming that it would be something Italian because he has like his dad is Italian and he has like Italian citizenship and that's where their wedding was gonna be. So I thought they were gonna do something like that. But then yeah, I guess they went to Hartford.
What do you call someone short for Hartford? what do you call her? Hardy?
Heart.
For me, like, the rule for, like, naming someone is you have to be able to, like, make their name cute. Like,
cutify
it, you know? You have to make it a little kawaii. Like, you have to be able to be,
kawaii.
Like, yeah. Like,
I mean, I have, like, a few people who call me Maggie. My mom, like, when she named me Megan to be called Maggie because she read a book that, like, the main character's name was Maggie and was like, oh, I love that.
Oh.
But, I have, like, I don't know. Yeah, so also, I don't think they got the message that, like, Charlie Rose was, like, a disgraced 60 Minutes host. Like, you guys,
research people. You need
over
your children.
30 women have come out saying that he sexually assaulted them while working on the job, and they're like, you know what's perfect to me, Morgan?
Charlie Rose.
It's after their family, so Charlie is in honor of Beau's father, and Rose is Saucy's grandmother, which I pegged the Rose when I, like, she gave the, like, initials on, like, some Louis Vuitton bag, like, diaper bag a couple weeks ago, and so I knew the R was going to be for the grandma. I didn't know what the grandma's name was, but I knew that. His family name, that's fine, but, like, that, like, can you change it? Like, the order? Maybe, like, Charlie Hartford, Rose Clark. Four names is too many. There's one too many names in this.
Are you going to have more kids?
That's what I was thinking. Like, next kid, they're going to be like, who do we like?
Yeah, and then what do you have to do? Give every single one of your kids four names?
And also, by the time you have, like, your fourth kid, they're going to have no family in their name. And they're like, what?
Yeah. Like,
you guys ran out.
I guess you don't care about me. It must have been a mistake.
Saucy's going to have to give the last kid Dana after her mother, who's, like, a rancid mother. It's like, that's the hated kid. But I did see online that Hartford is a boy's name of Old English origin, and the meaning Hartford is Stagford.
What the fuck, like, does that mean?
It's like a horse. Let's see. Yeah, there's, like, nothing coming up. Stagford? The triumphant stag. I have no idea. Well, I don't know. It's probably something British, some old British shit. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, good for them. I'm glad the baby's healthy.
Yeah, said it before. Vanderpump Muppet Babies. They should have, like, a show where, like, all you see is Lisa Vanderpump's feet, and she, like, walks into the nursery, and she, like, yeah, talks mumbo jumbo in British, and then the baby's like, we just watch the baby.
I can see it now.
Right? Do we think Vanderpump's coming back? Like, what's our thoughts there?
No, I think they're gonna do a new form of Vanderpump, which we've talked about, but now I'm thinking, like, Lala's still technically on the show.
So far.
So is Sheena. Actually, I don't know if, I think Lala might have said she might not come back on the show.
Yeah, I think she did say that. I could see Sheena, like, being like, sure, I'm staying on. No problem.
She brings her kid on, like, in a baby Bjorn to Tom Tom, just, like, for their drama.
Yeah, the Toms are, I think, probably, they should have turned into the Tom Tom.
Yeah, I think they, like, changed the name. The name got pretty disgraced. Like, after everybody getting exposed to being, like, major racists and just ignorant fools, cut the fat, get all of them out of here, start fresh, get a new crop of people, because there has to be people working at the restaurants who are young and fun and all hooking up, and, you know, granted, none of their restaurants are open right now, which is probably why, like, production doesn't exist. And, like, once things do open back up, it's going to be so difficult to have, like, a packed place and then people filming and
cameras
crew
around
and
catch every little, like, mistake they make with, like, mask wearing and
oh yeah now, like, the drama's gonna be like, Raquel was not wearing her mask over her nose. Oh my
it's
god,
it's not about the mask.
Yeah,
it's not about the mask.
It's not about the COVID. As I mentioned before, we used to do viewing parties in Brooklyn, and we had a couple really good ones.
I mentioned it before. First of all, thank God, that was a great season to do that. We only really did it for, like, a year.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Granted, I live, like, pretty far, so I would always have to be like, oh my God, I'm trekking home after Vanderpump Rules. But one time, we made pump teenies. Goat cheese balls. Well, when things open back up, I mean, Sir ain't got nothing on Tom Tom, so I would go back for Tom Tom. But we also did a fried fish night, which was in honor of Jack's engagement.
Yes, Yes, that was pretty, that was spot on. That was pretty spot on.
And then we did Taco Bell, which was just an homage to the series in itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I swear, after that, I was brutally reminded why I don't eat Taco Bell. I'm like, my body hurts so badly. Like, this is not for human consumption. Well, supposedly, Jax and Brittany are now looking for property in Kentucky to be closer to Brittany's family, which makes sense because Jax doesn't seem like he's going to be a hands-on dad, and Brittany seems like she's going to need Sherry.
He's like all about mowing lawns right now, so get him a bigger lawn to mow. Get him out there, like, put him to work.
He's all about mowing. And I think I like heard, I don't know, maybe I heard him on a podcast or something, but he was like talking about specific kinds of grass.
Yeah, no.
Where I was like, how do you know grass? Like, so much about grass. People know shit.
Yeah, people know grass.
Well, I just figure, yeah, them moving to Kentucky is definitely a move. They don't have income in Los Angeles, so yes, go somewhere else. But also, this like definitely ends any sort of possibility of them getting a spinoff, because they already had one in Kentucky and it didn't work. And so unless this was kind of like a Simple Life reboot,
I could see them picking it back up.
It was just painful to watch. Like, when you take two people out of an ensemble cast and put them like in Kentucky, it just like, you're like, oh my god, there's a baby involved now.
I know. Let's watch. Tuning in.
And our final thing from the Vanderpump Rules land is Lisa Vanderpump's husband, Ken Todd, got a COVID vaccine. I forgot that he's 300 years old and he was eligible. But Lisa Vanderpump like did an interview with Page Six and was like, we are so happy. Everybody should get a vaccine. I feel like celebrities are getting it. I feel like Tom Cruise has had it for like 2 months now.
Tom Cruise got it back in like 2001.
He started the coronavirus, so he knows probably how to put an end to it.
I mean, he definitely was like on steroids at one point during Mission Impossible, so same thing.
Yeah, steroids, vaccines, basically the same thing. Well, changing coast, let's talk a little bit about Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey's new boyfriend, Luis Ruelas? Ruelas?
Ruelas.
Okay, well, you say it nice.
Ruelas.
I think he might go by Louis, if we're being proper on this show. So she just debuted their relationship a couple months ago. They were spotted in Manhattan. There was like one photo of them like walking down the street, and you could tell like it was like a situation where she like called the paparazzi and was like, we're going to Maestro's for dinner.
Yeah.
And they show
be
up
outside.
And they were like walking with their masks on. They had matching masks. And then they take the masks off and he kisses her in one of them. And she's like leaning back like, bro, you're really making a move in front of the paparazzi. Yeah. Okay.
Someone's trying to get his 15 minutes.
Right. And I don't know. He's a father of two. I don't really know much about his kids, but I do know one of them has autism. So he donates to a lot of charities for autism. Love that for him. He is a co-founder of some media company, which, like, sometimes, like, I read definitions of businesses, and it's just, like, business terms.
He's like, digital media solutions. We find solutions for digital media. Yeah. You're like, okay, but what do you do?
Leveraging innovative, performance-driven brand and marketplace solutions. For what? Doing what?
What are the problems? What are the solutions?
I don't know what any of that is, but he is really cute. And she seems so happy. Like, it's nice because Teresa's one of those people who has been, like, ride or die for Joe for the past, like, 7 years since he's put her through all of this shit. And so now I'm glad she, like, has, like, a nice, stable new boyfriend and sold that hideous home. Well, I don't think she sold it, but she moved out. Who's going to buy that house?
Some particular people.
That's definitely some acquired taste. And it's like $2.5 million. So it's not like we can't afford it if we pull our money together stuff.
Imagine that's where we start like filming your podcast. Yeah. In their home.
I call like the guy who helps me with my business stuff. I'm like, hey, so I'm actually going to be taking out a mortgage, but it's a business expense.
Is this a good move?
Yeah, it's definitely a good move. You know how much I love floor-to-ceiling granite, fake granite, that is. Andy Cohen said the season 11 trailer will be coming out this week, which I'm pretty excited about because I'm not really feeling any of the Housewives that are on right now. I'm so behind. It's not a good look for a podcaster.
I'm caught up on, oh my God, I'm just blank.
Orange County. Ocean City, Maryland. the hottest new franchise.
Salt Lake City, Potomac, Jersey, New York, Beverly Hills. There's a few franchises I haven't even dabbled in, but.
I'm like 2 episodes behind in Atlanta. I'm like probably 2 in OC. Salt Lake City, I'm probably 3. It's hard.
Oh, Salt Lake City. Yeah. I mean, that's a solid Sunday or something.
I know. I just need the horrible thing about my life is that I don't have Bravo on my my television in my living room because I watch it on like the app on my computer. So I have to watch it on my computer, and I don't really like sit in my living room watching things on my computer. So I like kind of have to watch it like.
Do you have like an Apple TV, or how do you guys watch TV?
Oh yeah, we have like a smart TV.
Yeah, you can download the Bravo app on the TV.
I'm so bad at all of that.
Digital Media Solutions.
You should get a job at Digital Media Solutions because you just solved this media crisis I'm having. Oh my God. So yeah, Gia and Teresa also celebrated Gia's 20th birthday this week, which is crazy that Gia's 20.
I know.
And that Adriana is 11. Like, I watched her be born.
Yeah, like we knew Teresa before they even had her.
It's so strange that people live their entire lives on television and these kids like no different. And
yeah.
It must be weird for Gia because she started it when she was like 7. So she remembers like pre-fame and then to come into like, you know, not just being the child of a reality star, but like being a child of like.
Yeah, like how villains. Do they attend public school in New Jersey?
I couldn't even imagine. Now she's at Rutgers too. So like you really opened yourself up to like every single person in the world who goes to Rutgers.
Yeah.
That's not a small school. Well, speaking of people in New Jersey, we have Margaret Josephs, who opened up a couple days ago that her, Marge Sr., her husband Joe, Marlaney, the housekeeper, and her assistant.
Not Marlaney.
Who they all had COVID. Her husband was hospitalized for it. They are all safe and sound now, thank God. But it seems like every single day, either someone like on a show or in like my life is getting it, and thank God I don't leave really anymore, because if I leave it's like it's gotta be under like secure circumstances.
I need to know where I'm going to be accounted for.
Yeah. Well, we also have Dolores Catania. This is the COVID news section, so everyone get your masks. Wait, on you for this This is the hard-hitting stuff you guys come here for. Yeah, Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey also said her entire family has COVID, living in the house with her, but she doesn't. That's my worst nightmare, to have to be a caretaker for a bunch of people who are sick when it's like, I'm fine, I can't go out.
I would pull, I guess you would get tested and get it, but I would just be like, yeah, I don't feel well either.
What?
Yeah, you make the soup.
I can't taste it, so I'm not going to make it. Oh my God. Well, they're all doing fine too. Thank God.
You're saying Little Frank has COVID?
Little Frank does. I thought
How
he was
he
invincible.
How is he not strong enough? Yeah, he's so strong.
How do those arms not protect him from COVID?
I'm like more upset about that now than Marlene.
I mean, Marlaney is the gift that keeps on giving, and I'm just glad she made it through, because there's been a lot of really tough things that happened in 2021 and now 2020.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The other way around.
Yeah, the other way around. My brain is dead. I'm still learning the new year. So. But yeah, please don't take Marlene from us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, if I'm quoting Melissa Guerga. Moving on to other COVID news, we have Ladies of London's Caroline Stanberry, who recently got engaged to her hot boyfriend, Sergio Corallo, in Nepal, and she contracted COVID. Which is not surprising considering she's been traveling nonstop throughout this entire pandemic with what seems like zero regard for any of the devastation that's been happening across the world.
Yeah, I don't know if you're a Love Island watcher, or I don't believe you are, but every single one of the Love Island cast is in Dubai right now, or the Maldives. And it's like, you know, I understand being able to travel for work and doing it responsibly and getting tested and doing all the regulatory stuff. But yeah, if it's like nonstop, I don't know.
Yeah, since the beginning of August, she was in Nepal, back and forth to Dubai 1,000 times, all throughout the United Arab Emirates. She went to the Maldives. She went to a place called Seychelles, which is a very chic place off of West Africa. This gorgeous island, which I think is just exclusively for rich people. Like, there are so many, like, fancy beach destinations where it's, like, only rich people even know about it. So I'm, like, putting that on my bucket list.
I'm like, I'm glad you linked this for me. Cause
I didn't even know. My
poor eyes have never seen this.
I've never seen water so blue. Oh, my God. But, yeah, this is where I'm going to go one day when I win the fucking lottery. Like, Seychelles, please.
Wow.
All right, one day. So after she went to a rich unknown person island, she went to Athens, all throughout Navajo, which is another rich person place, South Africa, London, back to Dubai. So she's had zero regard, and honestly, that's my dream, to be traveling with a really hot guy, clearly not, like, working or doing anything. She started a podcast, but I have one. Like, I could be traveling and doing it.
What are you doing?
I could swing it. I could podcast from the beach. It's so quiet there. You can't even
start going.
I need
start
to.
Packing.
All right. Where do I start? How do I become a Lady of London? Which kind of would be my dream, honestly, to move to London. If anybody has any British nephews, just hit me up.
Hey, British boys.
We also have DeAndra Simmons from the Real Housewives of Dallas, who also had COVID. Again, I'm telling you guys, this is the COVID section. There's only just her left, so we'll get back to the fun very soon. So we have DeAndra from the Real Housewives of Dallas, who also had COVID, and she was hospitalized, and it seemed pretty gnarly. She wrote, like, this whole big Insta caption saying, COVID has given me appreciation to be alive, and I'm thankful for everything, and everyone who cares about me. Thanks for reaching out at my darkest hour. God isn't finished with me yet. Ugh. Thank God. Do you watch Dallas?
I tried, and you told me, like, the first season is very charity, like, mm-hmm. gala, like, oriented, because it started off as a different show, right? It was like ladies,
yeah.
The charity, like, ladies of Dallas.
Society ladies of,
yeah.
Of Dallas.
So maybe, I don't know, you have to tell me what's, like, if I haven't watched, like, I haven't watched Atlanta, and I haven't watched Dallas.
I mean, start with Atlanta. Okay.
I did actually say Atlanta. I'm, like, on season 3 in Atlanta, so maybe I'll keep with that.
Yeah, I would say Atlanta, and Atlanta's one of those shows that it's so long, kind of like Beverly Hills and Orange County, where, like, seasons 6 through 9, like, you forget what happens, and my roommate's been rewatching it, and so I've just been having a blast kind of, like, popping in whenever she's watching and being like, oh my God, I forgot this. And
they had a lot of character, like, updates, whatever, however you want to.
There's so many cast shakeups on that show, and same, I mean, with pretty much every show, but I mean, you even, like, forget people were ever on the show. Like, there's so many people where I'm like, oh yeah, God, you existed. And I'm kind of glad you're not on the show anymore.
Yeah.
But thank God Deandra's back. The season of Dallas just started, and it was pretty good. I enjoyed the first episode. We had, like this new chick come on, and her name is Tiffany, and she's, like, this brilliant doctor. And she was saying, like, she finished Cornell at 19. She graduated from, like, a four-year degree and then became a full doctor by the time she was 23.
What?
I'm like, are you kidding me? I could barely, do my laundry then.
I do appreciate that they're, like, getting, you know, not to bash any of the existing housewives. Like, they're the portfolio of cast members is becoming, like, smarter in a way. Like, they're, like, casting women who are, like doctors and PhDs and, you know, actually, like, again, not bashing the other women, but the show started off as, like, a housewife. You're not supposed to, like, work, and now it's, like, they're paying attention, because you have to now. You have to just pay attention to who you're casting. You have to be meticulous in that they have not a single tweet.
Yeah, right, I know. Like, go back 4,000 years. Well, that's, like, I mean, I don't know. I think, like, as Bravo producers kind of move forward, you know, finding these women who are so wealthy, so glamorous, so beautiful, so fancy, aren't going to want to fuck up their great situation by getting on a show. Someone like this Tiffany woman who's this, like, brilliant doctor, or Wendy from Potomac. Like, all of these new women are coming on the show and have these, like, rich careers, and coming on the show probably will just make them bigger and, like, amplify their voices, amplify their names, and get, like, more attention to whatever cause they're trying to promote. Or for Wendy, like, she's brilliant, and now, like, seeing her on Fox Business, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's Wendy. Like, that's amazing. But then you have, like, people like
Gina.
Gina. She's poor. Not to be mean, I like Gina. I actually hates on her, but I dig Gina.
She's a Long Island girl.
Long Island. Even though, thank God, like, years of practice has made me lose that voice.
I'm sorry, did I just
you triggered me.
Call you out there?
Yeah, you call me out. I'm from Manhattan, so
okay, I'm a Jersey girl, so on the other side.
Well, speaking of New York, Bethany Frankel from The Real Housewives of New York was spotted with her quote-unquote ex-boyfriend, Paul Bernan, this past weekend in Miami. I guess her, Paul, and baby Bryn. She's 10. What am I saying? Baby Bryn. That's creepy.
Baby Bryn. Did you write that in your, you didn't even write that in your notes.
Ew. I put that in, like, for my own psyche. So they supposedly broke up in September of this year, but clearly they're back together.
It's only been a week.
I know.
It's only been a week. And we're like, so, like, 5 weeks ago, earlier this year.
5 months ago in this year. So they responded at this artist's studio where Bryn was painting with this artist, and she was, like, sitting on Paul's lap filming Bryn. So, hey. Oh,
the artist is Romero Brito, by the way.
Do you know him?
Yeah, Brito is, like, I mean, if you go to Miami, like, at the airport, like, his sculptures, very pop art, like.
I've seen his work. Well, this is actually in Miami. The guy, when I was talking about Teresa and her boyfriend wearing matching masks, she was wearing a mask by this guy.
Oh.
So I was like, wow, who? Bravo. Oh, yeah, look at his face mask. Yeah, his work is, like, very recognizable, so. Everyone, go on over and get a $45 mask. You want some high art. But I'm glad she's kind of back with him, because the more I was thinking about her, I just kind of felt bad. Like, her picker is so off, and that last guy she was dating killed himself. Like, she deserves just, like, a nice, normal person to be nice to her and Brent.
Yeah, nice Jewish boy.
Nice Jewish boy.
I think that, I think Bethany is better when she's happy, as everyone, I guess, is. But I could have sworn she was photographed, like, with holding another guy's hand that wasn't her ex, but maybe, I don't know. He had, like, sweeping, like, long kind of gray hair.
I mean, the fact that she's still legally married to Jason is so depressing. I feel like at a certain point, she's
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's still married to him.
Oh, like, my goodness.
That's... Y'all just need to
He's a psychopath.
End it. End it. Go. And I feel like at a certain point, she just needs to give him what he wants. Like, if he's not going to stop, give him what he wants, and then maybe fight for the custody stuff. But, like, fighting over money at this point when you're a cajillionaire is, like, you're just going back and forth over what? Pennies? And he's just taking all your money with legal fees. Just give in. Just give in.
Yeah, I give up the ghost.
I'm not seeing a long-haired white-haired man.
I don't know what I saw. Ignore.
Oh.
If I find it later, I'll send it to you, but...
Yeah, I'm going to have to be doing some searching. Well, staying on the dating track, we have Harry Duman, the, what is it, like a merry-go-round where it's like a guy who hooks up with everybody? Did I just make that up? I don't think that's a phrase. It sounds appropriate. Harry Duman, who obviously is the ex-lover, Sonia Morgan's lover of over 15 years. Disgusting. Throwing up emoji. Ramona Singer dated him. Luann Dellis updated him and was married to Aviva Drescher. He has been spotted dating Rachel Yucatel, who, if you guys don't remember her, I also had to Google her, but I remember that name as, like, stripper baby name. I was like, what? I'm like, who is that? Like, what horrible scandal was she involved in? And she was Tiger Woods' mistress. So Harry Duman strikes again. He has an amazing ability to find stable women to date. I mean, like we were saying before, like, you're supposed to just kind of stay inside. And to choose to date
in Florida? Let me guess. He's in Florida right now?
No, he's in Palm Beach, where there are, I don't think there are any rules.
There are no rules in Florida.
Well, I wonder what it's going to be like in Palm Beach in that area once Trump moves down and goes to Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, they're going to love it.
I mean,
yeah. They're going to celebrate him.
Verona's going to be like, I got invited to Donald Trump's house. Like, next season we're gonna see her like at a fucking Trump rally in Mar-a-Lago.
Oh yeah, no, that's exactly what's gonna happen.
Well, that's why I think she got like her real estate license, because I feel like she probably acted like such a fucking racist idiot with the new cast member Ebony this upcoming season that's going to be airing. So I feel like she's like, I'm trying to find ways I need to find an alternative source of income, because this is about to blow up in my face really, really badly. Speaking of things that will be blowing up in people's faces, Brandi Glanville, as I mentioned earlier, is on another just breakdown. We've probably reported on 15 different moments of her displaying her instability on social media, but this week there was a new video that came out with her sitting on her couch with her dog next to her. She's crying, very dark black eye makeup, black dress, and she's rambling and rambling and rambling, saying, like, this is about a 3-minute video, which you can't really find anymore. I mean, there's definitely places you could probably find it. It is the internet. Brandi does not have the ability to wipe that out. Much to her chagrin. So she was saying, it pains me to do this, but unfortunately I'm gonna have to cut someone out of my life that I spend every fucking day with. I love and I sleep with it, and I feel like I'm addicted to it, and I might just need to leave it. But it's so hard when you love something and someone. How do you just walk away? I mean, how do you fucking do it? For me, the health of my children, I'm gonna quit. I don't know what I'd do without it. I have to do it. It's an unhealthy relationship. It takes everything from me. I don't get anything done. It consumes me. So that's it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to do it. You're my witness. I, Brandi Glanville, am no longer going to be on my couch. She announced, adding that her couch is her the love of her life. I'm one with my couch. I don't understand. I want it every day, but I'm walking away right now. I'm doing it.
Wow. I also thought she was talking about alcohol.
Yeah, I initially was thinking she was talking about alcohol, because she's like trying to be silly. And so then she tweeted, everybody was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because supposedly she's dating some guy. And so there was like, oh, is it a breakup converse video? Like, what is she saying with this? And then she tweeted, I'm annoyed as fuck. I actually tried to do something funny on Facebook that actually mirrored my life. Bitches, I'm on fucking Xanax. I'm on gazapentin. I take 20 milligrams of Lexapro every morning. I'm struggling also, but trying to keep it humorous. Suck a dick. Peace out.
Like, okay, so are you on all that medication as you write this as well? I'm assuming yes.
Like, I'm incredibly confused because, so she's saying she, like, made this joke. It's like, oh my God, I have an unhealthy relationship with my couch. I can't leave. I'm addicted. But she looks like she's genuinely pained. And I don't think Brandy can act. I don't think she is an actress, an actress. So I think she was, like, talking about alcohol, but, like, then making this joke at the end, like, oh, I'm one with my couch. I want it every day, but I'm walking away. It's like, you need to stop making jokes about couches.
Yeah, when you're a train wreck and you joke about being a train wreck and then the punchline is that your, like, vice is sitting on your couch, it just doesn't land. It's just like, that's not true.
It's like there are multiple things you could break up from, including potentially the three different types of drugs you're taking every day in addition to drinking. Not saying prescription drugs aren't needed and necessary for some people, but
what is gabapentin?
Gabapentin? I know. I feel like she made that up.
I feel like that's like the disease she has where she can't shut up.
Oh my God. Gabapentin is used to prevent and control seizures. Oh. But she's on Xanax, seizure meds, and Lexapro. Struggling also, but trying to keep it humorous. Suck a dick, peace out. That's going to be my new end of all podcasts. Suck a dick,
I'm going to sign off all my emails. Yeah. Suck a dick, peace out.
Oh my God. That is, I mean, I don't know anything about this video, but it makes me really uncomfortable. And the oh God, I feel so bad.
It was tone deaf. She can't make a joke about something that's too close to home and then make it lighthearted and pretending that she's like one of us. Meaning like, you know, watching this from our couches.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I'm like, what chair am I sitting in while watching this? Well, Erica Jane from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills also announced that she's hitting up the apps to find a new man. And I think it's a little bit too soon, honey. You're not out of the weeds just yet.
Yeah, well, wait, in what ways is she, like, announcing it?
Well, she, like, wrote on Instagram, like, a picture of her where, like, her legs looked really long. And she's like, gonna use this for my dating profile.
Hold up.
I'm taking notes. I'm like, what should I do? She's definitely on Raya. She's definitely on Raya.
Yeah. I mean, does she need a dating app? She's Erica Jane. Honey.
I feel like Mikey can be like, honey, we're holding a casting. We got 10 of the most eligible bachelors here in Beverly Hills.
Oh my God. Dating show.
She could be the bachelorette.
Oh my God. Andy needs to take some kind of like bachelor curve.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to do that with Shep from Southern Charm, but it didn't work. Like, he didn't even like want to really date anyone. Like, you could tell he wasn't in the mood for being with someone. Oh, it's good.
That's pretty funny. I didn't realize. I watched those steps when they're in Colorado and they have like the weed infused dinner.
Oh my God. It's
just like high the whole time, so it was pretty funny.
Catherine's like, thanks so much for having a whole trip based around me when I'm literally like not able to see my children because I'm smoking too much weed. I mean, but you don't want Southern Charm to expect Shep and Austin to be like aware of their friends' feelings and emotions.
It doesn't sound like it. But okay, so Erica Jane, she's trying to date. I mean, is she officially divorced yet?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a long divorce process considering all of, like, the mess that they're in between, like, their business accounts and just everything.
Well, Miss Jane.
Good luck. She'll find a rich guy. I mean, she does deserve some dick because, like, that guy was 81 years old. And I liked when, like, Garcelle and her went out and she was like, you fuck him? Like, there was like no like she was like, of course we touch every night in bed. Like, she has like her robotic answer. She's like, of course he is a generous lover.
No, I think she was kind of real with it. She's like, listen, he's 81 years old, we don't do it every night, but like, yeah. We schedule basically, like, we schedule sex.
Ew, birthdays and holidays,
part of, it's part of my contract. Sorry, I love you, Erica. I don't want to say anything you're going to like, because you're listening right now.
I mean, Erica's most definitely listening, but I mean, after the last few episodes where we, I definitely wasn't very kind to Erica, she might not be listening to this one. Sorry, Erica. Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode. Steph, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And you wrapped me up right before 8 p.m. when I have to go watch The Bachelor. So this is like literally a reality girl's dream.
It's perfect. I haven't seen the new Bachelor with Matt, but he's just sexy.
He is fine as hell. And he's very, just such a sweetheart. I think it's episode 2, so you can catch up.
Oh, I can catch up easily. Like, all right, let me go. All right.
It's fun.
Thanks for coming on. This was great. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Thanks so much for catching up with me, Megan O'Donnell, on this episode of Bravo Happy Hour. Until next time, be sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on all social media platforms and feel free to shoot me an email, bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com, with any hot, juicy gossip or just to say what's up. Stay tuned on Tuesdays and Fridays for more episodes of Bravo Happy Hour. And if you're loving the show, head on over to Apple Podcasts and give me some love in the form of a 5-star review. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.